right, welcome back to Cambridge Isandy High School. It's the site of the Blue Jacket Duels. We move on to round three. And Piers is squaring off with the Recori Spartans here in our next duel. Here's what's happened so far. Round one results. Cambridge beat Mora 53-23. Moorhead defeated Sartell 41-33. Recori edged Prior Lake 41-36. Piers beat the Cambridge JV 72-3. Round two, Piers over Mora 58-9. Prior Lake over Sartell 36-31. Moorhead over Recori 28-25. The two Cambridge teams did not square off against each other. The round three matchups: Cambridge Isandy against Prior Lake, Moorhead against the Cambridge JV, Sartell Mora, Piers Recori. And they have moved the Piers Recori mat way over yonder. They are about as far opposite end of the gym, and they've got the smallest clock. It's just a little table score clock. So bear with me on score and time here. I can barely make it out over there. Piers 2-0, Recori 1-1 so far here at the Blue Jacket Duels. We'll have our first match coming up. Piers Recori, round three, and then however teams have battled it out through their first three will determine who they match up against. I think it's going to be a Piers-Moorhead final about 1:45 or so this afternoon. But we'll get started with Piers and Recori after this.
Stop in and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack to get the next-gen LTE with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, when you switch to Verizon, get four lines and 20 gigabytes of data for just $160 per month. Plus, we won't just sign you up and send you out the door. We'll sit down with you, help you transfer your data, and make sure you know how to use your phone before you leave. For the best coverage and service, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Plus taxes and fees. Four lines on the 12-gigabyte promo plan plus 2 gigabytes bonus data per line required. Apply within 3 seconds.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
All right, we're ready to get going at 106 pounds. Brandon Funk for the Pioneers, and I'm just going to go off what they have on the roster. So we will go with Austin Macho for Recori. Black singlet, and we're underway. Third duel of the day at the Blue Jacket Duels. Piers 2-0, Recori 1-1. So far is Funk trying for the early takedown, and he's got it. Yeah, I can't read that time at all. I can see the digits moving, but so bear with me. It won't be the most accurate time. 2-0 lead on a quick takedown here for Brandon Funk. Working on Austin Macho of the Recori Spartans. Section 8-3A. Other matchups, Crosby, our Cambridge. I knew I'd do that. CI, I wrote down. I just assumed that's Crosby. I didn't know it's Cambridge Isandy against Prior Lake. as Funk takes Marshall off the mat for a restart. Morehead against the JV of Cambridge. Sartell wrestling Mora and the Piers Ricore match. Funk going after the step through Turk. Throws the leg in. Now cranks him over. And Brandon Funk with a 2-0 lead here. We'll try and turn Marshall. Four mats on the floor here. And Piers, my good luck, they were right down in front of me, the first two, but now not so much. They are on the other side of the gym. Funk with a 2-0 lead. Marshall able to bridge up here to a knee. We got a stall called on Brandon. Funk with an early 2-0 lead on Ricori's Austin Marshall in our first match. Pierce has won 72-3 and 58-9 over the JV of Cambridge and Mora. Again, the Turk by Funk, and Marshall heads off the mat. Restart. Now Funk riding here. There's the whistle. Immediately Marshall extends that left leg, trying to stand, and picked up by Funk. Funk has got that right ankle up, trips him back down, and time out on the period. 2-0 lead for Brandon Funk after the first 2 minutes here at 106 over Ricori's Austin Marshall. Marshall choice down. And it's a good start. Marshall sitting back into Funk. What's Funk done? Brandon won by fall against Mora, received a forfeit against his Cambridge Isanti opponent. So he's 2-0 on the day. One match actually wrestled. Here's Marshall now switching, and Funk comes up with a wicked crossface on the scramble. Here's another scramble, and now Brandon's on. Oh, we got a reversal with no back point, so it should be 2-2 now. Flurry of activity there between Funk and Marshall. Now Funk riding here as he reversed Brandon. He's in on a high crotch. We're in the second period of the 106 match. Funk trying to get. Now he reaches back for the head, and there's a count on. I think Marshall catches Brandon here. He got him in a splaydle. This is going to be a pin. He splaydled him. There's really no getting out of this. There it is. Oh, they started potentially dangerous. Wow. Funk. They stopped it, and Brandon shaken up a little bit, standing, hands on knees. Referee saying something to Marshall, the Ricori wrestler, but the splaydle thrown in. Now the start again. Marshall breaks him down. Brandon trying to free that hand from behind his head. Bumping forward. And Marshall kind of pushed Brandon forward, almost clipped the referee. Referee had to do a little dance out of the way. And out of bounds. Here comes a roll by Funk. Try to grab into that as the period ends. Both on their feet. Funk and Marshall to open up the duel. Long tries a snap down. He's got a front headlock on Marshall here. Marshall's heels right on the circle. Now Marshall drops down. He's in deep. Brandon trying to throw, but he will give up two. Marshall wins that battle and gets two on the takedown. I think it's 7-2. It is a very small scoreboard sitting on a table way across the gym. So I know we're in the third period. That's about all I'm certain of. See if I can get some text messaging from across the gym here to help me out a little bit. And now Brandon underneath here as Austin Marshall of the Spartans. He had a spladle on him in the second period, but referee stopped it for potentially dangerous. It's usually almost a certain fall. Still working is Marshall. Jumping left to right. And out of bounds. Funk will be in the down position here. And we get a caution on Brandon. He raised that right leg up before the whistle. So caution on the start. Now they're underway. Third period. And Funk standing. Can he free himself here as out of bounds. Near the corner of the mat towards the Pioneer bench. Foul tapper comes out, so we're close. Referee down and talking to Brandon. I think he warned him again. Now a start, and we're going to finish this one up as a towel tapper out there. And there it is. It's a win for Ricori. Austin Marshall. And I think it's 8-2. And that'll bring up a Sebastian Warzeka match after this.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Perry Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Sebastian Warzeka against Xavier Grief. And Sebastian's headgear comes flying off on the first engagement. 3-0 lead for Ricori as they win the opener 8-2. Austin Marshall over Brandon Funk. I got Gordy Kapsner to go down to the score table and turn the clock just a little bit. Now I can see it a little better now. So I think we'll be okay now to get time and accurate scoring here. 0-0, minute 40 to go. Opening period at 1:13. Warzeka and Grief. Sebastian lost 7-4 and won 6-0. So he's 1-1 on the day. Minute and a half to go. Pierce trails Ricori 3-0 after a match. Warzeka. Try a little trip move. Now shot in by Grief. Draped over the back is Warzeka trying to defend an attack here from his Ricori opponent. And we get a stalemate. with 1:05 to go in the first period. Back on their feet. Sebastian grabs the left elbow of Grief. Grief puts his hand behind Sebastian's head. Right now, Wierzeka is stepping into Grief more so than Grief stepping into Wierzeka, but Wierzeka, and we get a whistle and a caution on the restart as a dive at the ankle by Grief, but he left too early. So that's a caution, and they will restart. 48 seconds left. No score yet between Sebastian Wierzeka and Xavier Grief of Ricori. Third duel of the day. Piers 2-0. Ricori 1-1. Out near the near side circle and out of bounds. 31 seconds left. Throw try by Grief. Sebastian blocks that. Fights for a wrist. Grief sinks down in on the knee. Good shot there by Xavier Grief. No points, though, as Wierzeka able to grab the ankle of Grief. Just a couple of seconds left here. I think Sebastian's going to ward off that attack. Grief got in on the ankle, but immediately into a defensive posture went Wierzeka. No points. 0-0 after one between Sebastian Wierzeka and Xavier Grief. And let's see, Sebastian's going to be down here to begin the second period. And it's underway. Here's Grief rolling around with Wierzeka down on the mat. 1:50 to go, period two. Sebastian underneath. Xavier Grief of Ricori in the black singlet. Piers in red. Grief right now on the left hip. Now steps into him, and Sebastian kind of leans back onto his hip. Now Sebastian's up and he's out. Quick explosive move, and Wierzeka up one zip. 1-0 lead on the escape in the second period for Sebastian Wierzeka. 1:18 to go. And blood time for Grief. He is heading to the corner. Stoppage for blood time, so first points of the match go to Wierzeka on an escape.
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. Parents love our school because the students receive a solid academic foundation. Holy Trinity alumni are successful in high school and beyond. Scholarships are available to assist with tuition. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypiers.org.
Back to action after the blood time stoppage. Grief gets a quick takedown on the restart. He's in on a good half. Nelson here running it around on Wierzeka, trying to turn him. Grief with Wierzeka and a fall. First time the Pioneers have been pinned today. And it goes to Xavier Grief. And the Spartans jump out to the 9-0 lead.
Hello, this is Bob Gruber from the Piers Fire Department. Remember to have your fireplace and wood stoves inspected before you begin to use them each year. Also, have your chimney cleaned to remove creosote, which can ignite and start a chimney fire. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigganInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Ryan a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers.
All right, we move on. I believe that Ricori just forfeited to Jake Andries because Lucas Pop is out there now. So this tells me that we're at 126 rather than 120. If that's the case, it would become 9-6. Here's Pop, and he's elevating his opponent. Driving forward there, not two yet, and out of bounds. Did not get, oh, did they put two up? Nope. Minute 22 to go. Let's see, for Ricori, I'm going to go with Trent Kurzman. For all I know, it could be Donald Trump out there. I'm just going by what the roster says. I have no idea if it's accurate. They got two guys, Trent Kurzman or Max Court. They don't announce them. There's no way to identify them by numbers like you'd see at a state tournament. But we'll just go with what they have on the roster sheet. Under a minute to go. Ricori picked up a decision and a fall, and then I think they forfeited. Because Andries did not step up. It might have been a double four. I'm not sure. Nobody came out and had a hand raise, so that's what kind of throws me what happened there. There's Lucas looking in for a fireman's, couldn't get in on it. Now Kurzman drives forward. Pop scrambling over his back. Here comes Kurzman. Out of bounds before. Oh, they're still wrestling, and the referee had blown the whistle about 5 seconds ago. Back on their feet. Final 8 seconds here. Pop and Kurzman. Kurzman takes another shot, but out of bounds. Looks like 3.3 seconds remain. No score yet between Pop and Kurzman. And they just kind of look at each other as the period ends. 0-0 after period for Pop and Kurzman here. Kurzman to first choice to Lucas. And Lucas is going to choose down here. Here's Pop trying to scramble out from underneath. He's on his feet. He's out for an escape. 1-0 lead for Lucas Pop early in the second period over Trent Kurzman of Ricori. Now they're on their feet, shoulder to shoulder. Now Kurzman shoots. Did he finish the hole? Yeah, he got the takedown. So now Lucas back scrambling. Lucas coming around. Lucas near the edge. Should get one out of that? Yeah, he does. 2-2 should be the score now. Lucas Pop's got blood time. He's headed over to the corner. All right, so Jake Andries does get a win by forfeit. So that makes it Ricori 9, Piers 6. And we're at 126 blood time for Lucas Pop.
Good evening, Pioneer fans. This is George Weber. I am honored to announce that Dave Rushlow has been named the Activities Director of the Year for Section 5 schools and is among the final 8 in the running for AD of the Year for all of Minnesota. This award is selected by the other activities directors and is a testament to the great job Dave does in scheduling, working with other schools, getting everything ready for our coaches and the visitors, and being flexible as things change constantly in the activities world. We host hundreds of events across all grades and activities every year, and each one requires communication with custodians, coaches, refs, advisors, and so on and so on. It is really impressive when you take a step back and consider how much behind-the-scenes work happens every day. Thank you, Dave, for making all of us look good, and thank you for being our passionate pioneer leader.
Thank you, Mr. Weber, and thank you, Mr. Rushlow. We're back underway, blood time over. Pop and Kurzman going at it, 2-2 with 50 seconds left, period two. Ricori with a 9-6 lead over the Pioneers. There's a fireman's attempt by Kurzman. If he gets his head out, he's going to score here. Right now, Lucas holding on to the elbow, but he has to free that, and here comes Kurzman for two. 4-2 lead now. 35 seconds remain. Corey looks to be pretty strong down low here. They did get a pin. First time the Pioneers have been pinned today. And that happened when Xavier Grief caught Sebastian Warzeka. Now Pop scrambles and almost reversed him, but Grief, or I should say Kurzman, holds on. 13 seconds left. Looks like it'll be a 4-2 score going into the third period. Towel Tapper comes out as Kurzman rides it out, and there's the period. 4-2 lead for Trent Kurzman over Lucas Pop. And Lucas has more blood time over to the corner. Coach Jensen heads over, as does assistant coach Poster. So Ricori, what's Ricori done today? They opened against Prior Lake, winning that one 41-36. It's a good win for the Spartans. And they lost a close one to Moorhead, 28-25. So they've been involved in two close ones, splitting them. So when we come back, the resumption of the match, third period will come up. Nope, they're stopping blood time. We're not going to take a break here. So now they'll just clean up, Lucas. This is the fourth match of 14. See if Corey's got, well, they've got some open weights here. They don't have anybody listed at 152. They don't have anybody listed at heavyweight. They don't have anybody listed at 182. So there are some open weights later on here for the Spartans. Doesn't mean that they'll forfeit, but they've already forfeited at 120 where they had Cole Style listed, so... Again, you can juggle your lineup depending on where you weigh in at. Now we're back underway, third period. Kurzman with a 4-2 lead on Lucas Pop. Minute 42 to go. Both on their feet, shoulder to shoulder. Kurzman pushing Lucas backwards and out of bounds. The final match of the day should happen about an hour. I'm going to guess 1:45, between 1:45 and 2 o'clock. Shot in by Kurzman. He elevates Lucas and dumps him to the mat to his back for a count. A one count. So it's now 6-2 for Trent Kurzman. And another round of blood time for Lucas. Third stoppage. Kurzman very aggressive. And Lucas comes walking to the corner, hand over the nose. So Kurzman 6, Pop 2 in the third when we come back.
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now for a must-see lineup featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the Fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or at select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. VIP tickets are $125 and only sold at Pierce retailers. Limited number available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th, 2017. See you there.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams,
Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete, based in Piers, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential agriculture.
All right, they're back to action here as we are less than a minute to go. Six to two, Kersman with the lead over Lucas Pop. Well, 6-3 now, he gave up the escape. And they'll come back to the middle as they stepped out of bounds. It's a 9-6 lead for Ricori here. Pop tries to fire men's in, blocked by Kersman. Both men on their knees, down on their mat. Coming back up now. Lucas driving forward. Now on their feet again and out of bounds. Well, they're doing a lot of wrestling after whistles. Close to the end. Right now, the towel tapper standing right in front of the clock, so I'm not exactly sure how much time's left, but we know it's close. Yeah, 17 seconds. Stall on Kersman. Pop will try and throw, and time is out. And it's a 6-3 win for Trent Kersman. It's now Ricori 12, Pierce 6. And we move on to the next round, which will be 132 pounds, Austin Redunds coming up.
Premium Concrete, based in Piers, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
All right, we got an Austin Redunds Brock Humbert match at 132 pounds. And right now, 4-2 for Austin. He got a takedown, then got reversed, and then reversed Humbert on a Granby and picked up two near falls. So I think it's 6-2 now. And the clock running at 48 seconds left in the opening period. Ricori 12, Pierce 6, now at 132 pounds. And we get a point goes on the board for, I believe, Humbert. I think there's a clasp there. 6-3, I think, is the score. Get a very small scoreboard on the far end of the gym. Now Humbert has Redunds draped over his back, and the referee stops that. Potentially dangerous with 30 seconds left in the period. Corey won the first two matches, 8-2, and then a pin to go up 9-0. Jake Andrews got a forfeit win to go 9-6. And then a 6-3 win, Trent Kersman over Lucas Pop to make it 12-6. That's where we currently stand, wrestling at 132 pounds. 12 seconds left. Austin Redund now with a, there's an escape for Humbert. 6-4 now. Another scramble coming, and 1 second, and two at the end for Humbert. He's going to tie that up. He scored right at the end. Choice for Redunds. I think it's 6-6 over there. Yep, 6-6. So Humbert scoring late. Good first period action between Redunds and Humbert. And a caution on Austin's start. Now, underway, Redunds lost and gave up a quick reverse. Now it's 8-6, and here comes Redunds spinning. He's going to reverse. Now it's 8-8. Now Redunds trying to break Humbert down. Neither guy has been able to put anything together here. A lot of reversals. Right now, Redunds and Humbert are tied at 8. Minute 35 to go in the second period. Recorey 12, Pierce 6. Humbert rolling into a Granby. Rolling through, he's reversed Redunds, and he's up 10-8. See if Redunds can get it back. Now he sits into Humbert. This is a Granby fest here. There's a little cheap tilt. Referee says no. Redunds able to get back. Here comes the tilt again. Referee doesn't start his count yet. Austin scrambling underneath. 52 seconds left in the second period. 10-8 lead for Brock Humbert over Austin Redunds. Hooks the leg of Redunds, drives him forward from his left hip side. Down to 38 seconds left in the second period. Recorey has defeated Prior Lake and lost to Moorhead. Pierce has beaten the Cambridge JV and beaten Mora. Out of bounds with 25 seconds left. They will restart. 10-8 lead, Humbert over Redunds. High scoring match here. Whistle starts us. Immediately trying to tilt Austin is Brock Humbert of Recorey. Running that half Nelson around on Austin's left arm. Pulled straight out. A couple of seconds left now, down to 8 seconds for Redunds and Humbert in period two. He's getting a count on Austin. Near fall points are going to be put up late in the second period. And that's going to put three more. 13-8 lead now for Brock Humbert after two. He got that half Nelson in and turned him over and locked it in for three near fall. Humbert will be down, Redunds riding here to begin the third. So Humbert has built himself a 5-point lead now as we start the third. Austin's going to have to turn him here. See if we can catch him in that cradle. He got a pin earlier against Mora with a cradle. Here's a cheap tilt by Redunds. He's going to get a count out of that. I think a two. That'll get a little bit off the lead. They haven't put up the point. I think he only got a one count. Minute 30 to go. There's the two near fall. Okay, he did have him. So it's 13-10 with the two near fall on the cheap tilt awarded to Austin Redunds. Austin, there's the cradle. He's got the cradle. But now it's getting loose. Redunds has to jump back across the back. Now Humbert scrambling underneath. Redunds, I don't think he's going to get that cradle in. Referee waves it off. Momentarily had it. Now he's going to a half Nelson on the right side of Humbert. We're down to 50 seconds left. 13-10 lead for Brock Humbert of Recorey. And a stall underneath on Humbert. Now Redunds on his back in a little high. Trying to sneak out the back door, Brock Humbert. 30 to go. Now Austin adjusts and pulls himself back, but he's got a score here. 13-10, he trails, 20 seconds left. Just trying to pull that left shoulder over. He can just turn him. He might get able to get three near fall. Now he rolls to his left side, but time is running out here. 5 seconds left, and Humbert's going to win this match. It's a 13-10 win for Ricori's Brock Humbert over Austin Reduns and the Spartans. And moved ahead 15-6.
When you're hungry and you're in Piers, be sure to stop at the Brickyard. They're now featuring a scrumptious breakfast and brunch buffet every Sunday. The breakfast buffet is served from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the brunch buffet goes from 10:30 to 1:30. The Brickyard has a full menu with daily lunch specials. On Mondays, build your own burger basket for $5.55. Tuesday is the taco special. Wednesdays, it's pizza. Thursdays, it's wings and spaghetti. And Friday, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken or baby back pork ribs or both. Satisfy your hunger at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
Ricori 15, Piers 6. Now it's Reese Kapsner against Tyler Cole at 138. Cole makes the first shot attempt. Reese trying to fight it off. He's in on his right leg, hopping near the edge and out of bounds. So no takedown there for Ricori's Tyler Cole. Spartans 15, Pioneers 6. Pioneers have not won a match. Their only points on a forfeiture win to Jake Andries. See if Reese can switch things up here and get a win. Reese underhook. Trying to snap down throw. Now quick explosive try to take down. He really swung around behind. Maybe got dinged in the lip. I don't think so. Nope, no blood time. Back on their feet, no takedown. Just over a minute left in the first period. Cole and Kapsner. Both guys kind of shot simultaneously and try to throw, but now Reese down to a knee, comes back up, bent over shoulder to shoulder. Reese reaches for an ankle, Cole, and it takes that leg back. 52 seconds left. Scoreless first period here. Reese, front headlock on. Cole on his knees facing him, and we get a stalemate call with 47 seconds left. Reese Kapsner against Tyler Cole. We move into the middle matches here. Again, that snap down try by Reese. Pressing down on the back. Here comes Reese, and there's the takedown. First points go to Reese Kapsner. Just a little too quick for Tyler Cole. And Reese has taken a 2-0 lead with under a minute to go. Actually, under 20 seconds to go. Kapsner try and turn him late here, put a few more points up there. But I don't think he's going to be able to. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. And Cole will have choice here as Kapsner leads Cole 2-0 after one period. Reese Kapsner, Tyler Cole of Ricori. They're going to go on their feet. Reese drops down to the mat, comes back up, hand fighting, now engaging around the head, give that up, separate. Reese again puts his left hand down on the mat, now the right hand down on the mat. And a lot of quick hand fighting in there. Reese grabs the wrist, pulls him forward, tries to shoot in Fireman's, but out of bounds. Reese kind of pulls Cole towards him and then dives in at the leg, but just ran out of room. Back on the restart. Minute and a half to go, second period. A first period takedown, the only point so far. Kapsner with a 2-0 lead. Kapsner now, he's got an underhook on. Try and throw, try to snap down again on that fireman. He's going after that. He sees it, and it's gonna happen here. Here comes a shot in by Cole, missed it. Reese takes advantage, he's up 4-0 as he gets the takedown. He bottoms Cole out to the mat. Looks like Reese will go to his favorite move, the step through Turk. Secures the leg. He's really got that in deep. Now he's working on the cross face up top. 40 seconds to go in the second period. Kapsner with a 4-0 lead on Ricori's Tyler Cole. Still has the leg. Stall underneath on Tyler Cole. Reese still going after the cross face to turn the shoulders of his opponent. 20 seconds to go in the second period. Doesn't look like Reese is going to be able to put up any near fall points here. Final 5 seconds coming off the clock now. And we'll go to the third. Kapsner with a 4-0 lead after two periods. Green's choice, that's Tyler Cole. He's going to choose down. Try and reverse Reese here. So 2 minutes put up on the clock. And Reese will be riding and try and turn him to his back. Goes right at the hips. Breaks him down. Immediately right back to his patented step through Turk. Legs in, cross face. Very hard cross face in. Cole now. He's going to go. He's tilted. Referee down, bending over, looking. Reese really wrenching on that. That leg of Cole elevated up by Reese's leg. Here's the turn, Reese. He got a count. Reese is going to pick up near fall points here. Now it's a matter of settling in. There's a minute 20 to go in the third. Kapsner now. Oh, here comes Cole. He reversed him. Reese lost the hold on the Turk, gives up two reverse. So I think it's now 6-2. I think he got two near fall, then gave up the reverse. We're down to 50 seconds left in the match. Now Kapsner leaning into his right hip side, does a quick roll to the left side. But Cole, now Reese standing. Cole trying to trip him down. Tried to lift Reese, didn't did it, so he cuts him loose. And now it's 7-2 for Kapsner. And the clock moves under 30 seconds left. Now Kapsner and Cole on their feet. There's Reese diving in. He's going to secure a takedown here. There's two. And Reese will go up 9-2. And we get a stoppage with 12.8 seconds left. See if Reese can turn him one more time, pick up a major here. And now it's 9-2. Cole is just going to hug the mat here. There's a stall. That's a point. That makes it 10-2. He gets a penalty point on a stall that makes it 10-2, and it turns into a major. And the referee tells the Ricori coach to sit down. A penalty point on a stall gives Piers a major decision win. That makes it 15-10.
Hi, this is Bob Otremba with the Piers Fire Department. If fire broke out tonight while you were sleeping, would you and your family get out alive? Develop a home fire escape plan now and practice it regularly. And remember, if there's a fire, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department.
It's a hassle to remember to pay your bills on time, not to mention to write out that check, find an envelope, buy a stamp, and get it to the post office before it closes. That's why Unity Bank now has a new and better online bill pay service, which will allow you to pay anything from your mortgage payment to your utility bills to your babysitter. And you can pay these bills from your home computer, tablet, or with the mobile banking app. Visit them online at unitybanking.com to learn more and get started. Unity Bank, member FDIC. Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers.
Feline Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at feline-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Feline Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Ricori 15, Pierce 10. Andrew Tamala now out there for the Pioneers at 145. And I think this is Nick Warren. If it is, they got two guys weighed in at this weight, Warren and Gunnar Feldhag. But if it's Warren, and I'm guessing it is, Warren is ranked number 7 in Class 3A at 145. So this would be one of their better guys. Right now we're scoreless. We wrestled a minute in the opening period between Warren and Tamala. There's a scramble, and Warren will get the takedown on the scramble, 2-0, and they go out of bounds. So Reese Kapsner picks up a major win, 10-2, and he does it with a stall point awarded with about a second left. And I don't think the Ricori coaches were too happy with that, but it is what it is. 40 seconds to go, a 2-0 lead here in the first for Ricori's Nick Warren over Andrew Tamala. Now Tamala with Warren legs thrown in. He's got Tamala all spread out. 25 seconds left. This is the midway point. Seventh match of 14, but Ricori's got some openings here coming up. They forfeited once. According to their roster, 152, 182, and heavyweight. They don't have anybody listed. Doesn't mean they won't have a wrestler there, but normally that's an indication that they don't fill that weight. Warren breaks him down. 18 seconds left. You got a takedown here, so he's up 2-0 on Andrew Tamala. He's riding on the right hip, cross face, staying semi-active, and gets the end of the period. 2-0 lead for Ricori's Nick Warren over Andrew Tamala. This is Warren will be in the down position. And Tamala riding here. 2-0 lead. Here comes and there's an escape. Warren with an escape and immediate throw takes Andrew down. Andrew now on his back, giving up near fall. Nick Warren trying to pick up a big fall here. Andrew scrambling, trying to get off the mat. Still near fall. No, 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 look out, look out. Young girl almost tripped over my cord. Nick Warren with still well over a minute with Andrew Tamala in some trouble. Andrew Warren trying to sink down on the chest of Tamala. Now Andrew rolls through and gets, for the moment, back to his belly. But he gave up 3 near fall and now trails 8-0. 45 seconds left in the second period. Tamala trying to free his hand out from underneath. Now Andrew out of bounds. 24 seconds left. So Tamala able to stay off his back when Warren got a big throw on him there, got an escape in the throw. And Andrew almost got stuck, but somehow able to avoid. Now underway again. 12 seconds left. And Warren just going to ride this out. He's got the legs all tied up. Andrew not able to generate anything underneath. 4 seconds left. And we go to the third. 8-0 lead for Ricori's Nick Warren over Andrew Tamala. Well, Tamala needs to try and get that, at least that bonus point off there. Right now it would be a major for Nick Warren. He would get that one back that Reese Kapsner just picked up for Piers. Ricori's got a 15-10 lead in the duel over the Pioneers right now. Sit out try by Andrew, blocked by Warren. Goes in, trips Andrew down, and goes out of bounds. Boy, Warren is solid. Nick Warren ready to get on board as the referee makes his instructions and the restart. 1:50 to go in the third period. Warren, double leg ride. Right leg in, left leg in. Out of riding time. Of course, that doesn't count for anything in high school. In college, though, Warren would be building up a sizable riding time. Now he's running a power half on the left shoulder of Andrew. He's feeling it coming around, and they stop it as Warren got that arm up. Andrew's left arm, and referee stops it. Minute 20 to go. 8-0 lead, so Andrew needs to get an escape here and get that bonus point off the board, bring it back down to 7 at least, but boy, he is just having nothing. No success as Warren just puts the clamps on him immediately. Takes Andrew right belly to the mat. Andrew trying to get up to his knees. He's going in on that half Nelson on the left side again on Tamala. Down to 55 seconds left. Still has the left arm of Andrew. Down to 44 to go. Tamala's chest right to the mat. His left arm secured by Warren. Warren reaches up with the right hand now for a cross face. Now he switches to a half Nelson on the right side. Clock under 30 seconds to go. Boy, if Andrew could just get an escape here somehow, take that bonus point off. But Warren's just a powerful rider here. 10 seconds left. Towel tapper comes out. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and it's a major decision. 8-0 win for Ricori's Nick Warren. Impressive work by that young man. Ricori, 19, Piers, 10.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
152 pounds now as Colton Casper comes out, and this will be Gunnar Feldhag. And Feldhag immediately in and gets a takedown. Ricori with a 19-10 lead on Piers. Casper wrestling in Luke Gertz's spot. Luke got banged up last night against Frazee. Brandon, they're both here. Brandon and Luke are here. Street clothes and watching. That's the best news, that they're here. So Feldhag goes in, breaks him down. Colton received a forfeit and picked up a fall so far in his two prior appearances. Got a forfeit against Mora and a pin against a JV wrestler from Cambridge. So here's Gunnar Feldhag trying to throw a left wing here in on Colton Casper. Double wing in. He's going to run this around. Boy, Casper. With a minute to go in the first. Feldegg. Chopping, now moving right side. Colton Casper here, battling from underneath. It's a 2-0 lead right now for Connor Feldegg. Ricori with a 19-10 lead on the Pioneers here. He's got a half in on the right side. 25 seconds left in the period. Pretty impressive look here from Ricori here early. Now the Turkid. He rolls Casper. He's getting count. He's going to pick up near fall on Colton Casper. 7 seconds left. Feldegg is going to add to his lead with near fall points at the end of the period. Now Colton rolls back to his belly. The tap is made. 3 near fall up. And it's 5-0. Gunnar Feldegg of Ricori leading Colton Casper of Piers 5-0. Pioneers are going to have some work to do to come back today against the Spartans. Starting in the down position, Casper immediately broken down. Now on his feet, there's an escape for Colton. 5-1. Casper able to get away. Feldegg goes in, can't secure a single leg, comes back up top. Like Prior Lake and Moore are done. Moorhead and the Cambridge JV are done. Looks like Sartell and... See, Sartell would be wrestling Mora for on the other mat. And out of bounds. 1 minute to go, or 108, it looks like. 5-1 lead for Gunnar Feldegg of Ricori over Colton Casper of Piers. Final dual matches, it's going to be now much closer to 2, if not after, before those are held. 48 seconds left in the second period. 5-1 lead for Gunnar Feldegg. He drives forward. Does he get two? Oh, no. Referee says you're out of bounds at the feet of the Pioneer bench. They start again on their feet. Slapping at the head, Feldegg. Colton pushes him away, then readjusts his headgear. 23 seconds left. 5-1 for Feldegg. Elbow tie up now. Casper and Feldegg separate again. Come together. Feldegg shoots. Blocked by Casper. Casper comes upper body now. Back on their feet. 5 seconds left. So there was a little bit of an attempt there. But good defense by Colton. End of the period. Feldegg leading Casper 5-1 after 2. Now a choice for Feldegg to go down. So Colton Casper now will try and ride here and turn him, but Feldegg quickly on his feet. Spinning. Colton with a good return to the mat there. Feldegg back up again. Turns into Casper, gets the escape. It's now 6-1. Minute 35 left in the third period. 6-1 now for Gunnar Feldegg of Ricori. Jalen Jansen will be up next for the Pioneers. Looks like Justin Rose is the Ricori 160-pounder. Let's take a look at guillotine rankings. See if I see that name there. Feldhagen's ranked 10th at 152. So between him and Warren, there's two top 10 kids there back to back. And we get a out of bounds call with 44 seconds left. Right now, Feldhag up 6-1. 40 seconds to go in the match. This would be a pretty good loss for Colton if he can hold it to a three-pointer against a 10th-ranked kid. He's fighting off an attack here. Colton coming around. Colton blocks a shot in. Well done by Colton Casper there. 20 seconds to go. Feldhag leading 6-1. Colton driving. Come on, Colton. Finish. Throw that leg across. Feldhag trying to spin. Colton defending. 5 seconds left. And that's going to end the match. Decent loss, though, for Colton Casper. Only 6-1. Don't give up any bonus points. But now Ricori has improved their lead to 22-10 over the Pioneers. And we'll have Jalen Jansen up next.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hey, and a special happy birthday to Kristen Funk today, owner of Amp Fitness. So happy birthday, Kristen. Jalen Jansen gets a takedown here on Justin Rose of Ricori. And they're out of bounds. Just over a minute to go. Then an escape for Rose. I think it's 2-1. Yep, it is. 2-1 under a minute. And out of bounds as Rose and Jansen step outside the circle. It's Ricori 22, Pierce 10. Wrestling here at 160. Out of bounds again. About 49 seconds. I don't know if Justin got poked in the eye there, or Jalen, excuse me, poked in the eye. He's back now on their feet. Jansen with a takedown and escape for Rose. It's 2-1 for Jalen. Pioneers need to put some wins here in the book. Down by 12. Jalen near the edge. Rose drops down to a leg, but they're both out of bounds. Restart coming. Jalen goes after the ankle and dancing away Rose, and then Jalen goes after the waist, but by that time they were out of bounds again. Jalen, 6-5, win over John Smith, and a pin in his first match. So Jalen has won both his matches today. Jalen, of course, with the big momentum-shifting pin last night against Frazee. Nearing the end of the period, Jalen trying to get a takedown late, and a throw at the edge. Any points? No. It could have gone either way. That scramble again that Jalen so frequently finds himself in. 3 seconds left. They're brought back to the middle. And the whistle. And we'll go to the second period. Jansen up 2-1 after a period. Over Ricori's Justin Rose. Rose pretty active, pretty physical, it looks like. Jalen defers. Rose wants to go down. The near side mats, both of them are empty and are done right now. The far two mats still going. Rose trying to roll here on Jalen. Jalen and Rose both on their left side. Now Jalen squares him up and rides on the left hip, pulls that left arm out. Minute 35 to go in period two. Jansen with a slim 2-1 lead over Justin Rose of Ricori. Justin Rose driving towards the edge here, being helped along by Jansen. Jalen to his knee, right side. Now Rose standing and spinning away, but not able to escape. Jalen held control and then out of bounds with a minute 11. Still 2-1 lead for Jalen Jansen. Rose almost spun away there. Quick start there, but Jalen just able to hold on. And we're down to 1 minute left in the second period. Jalen beat John Smith of Mora 6-5. And then had a pin against a Cambridge JV wrestler. Jalen trying to bump him forward and maybe get a little cheap tilt. 40 seconds to go, period two. Pioneers find themselves down by a dozen points to the Ricori Spartans. Rose now trying to sit and get better control, but Jalen able to twist him back. Now Rose sits. Jalen blocks that move. 16 seconds to go. Looks like it's going to be a 2-1 score going to the third. There's a cheap tilt by Jalen. Nicely done in the final seconds. What's he going to get, two or three? Two, I think, just as the period ended. So scoring late. The towel tapper's kneeling right in front of the scoreboard. I can't see the Piers point total. Yeah, he got two, so it's 4-1. 4-1, they're going to go on their feet. Jansen shoots in on a double blocked by Justin Rose. Jalen again, Rose reaching back for the ankle. And Rose is going to get the takedown out of this scramble. So that makes it a 5-3. Rose gave up the escape to go on his feet with Jansen. And then Rose got the takedown. And he's going to go the same strategy. Optional start, so it's now 6-3 for Jansen. A minute 38 to go in the third period. Jalen Jansen against Justin Rose, and out of bounds. Exactly 90 seconds remain. On their feet again on a restart. Jansen leading 6-3 here. Fireman's attempt here by Jalen. Rose, though, counters. He tries to throw. Jansen upper body throw right near the Ricori bench. Out of bounds. No points. Back to the middle. A minute 16 left. Rose pushing down on the back of Jalen's head. Pulling it down more than pushing it down, I guess. Jalen's got the wrist of Rose locked up. 1 minute left. 6-3 lead for Jalen Jansen. Rose shoots, blocked by Jalen, able to drop his shoulders now. Now Rose, does he get two? No, referee says you're out. Close. Coach for the Spartans up saying, good job. Keep it up, keep it up. That's Dustin Kramer. Well, I don't know. It might be Dustin. They got about eight of them. This is on the McCrory staff. Boy, an immediate shot in deep on the double leg attempt by Rose. 36 seconds left. Scramble here between Rose and Jansen. Kind of a neutral. Referee arms extended out to each side. Now Rose tries to dump Jansen. Jansen holding on to the waist. 24 seconds left. Jansen in a seating position right now. Rose on his knees, driving forward into Jalen. 10 seconds left to go. Jansen trying to hang on for a win here. Jansen, what do we got? A stoppage with 4.5 seconds. And a point is being awarded. What do we got? Referee signaled a point for each guy. Jansen is hurt. He's rolling on the mat. It's 7-4 on the scoreboard right now. Referee's going over to the McCrory coach to say something. Mark Jensen and Russ Holland are out there with Jalen. That happened with 4.5 seconds remaining. And they're calling for a trainer. That is never a good thing. As if we needed more of this. And again, they're on the far end of the gym, so it's really, I won't even hazard a guess of what it is. Jalen sitting now. Headgear is off. He's nodding, gets a bottle of water from assistant coach Russ Holland. And I believe each guy got a point there. It's, scoreboard shows Jansen up 7-4 in the match with 4.5 seconds. Jalen takes a sip of water, bends down again. Whatever it is, he's still feeling it, though. Trainer there, young lady. Now Jalen standing. Still trying to collect himself, though. Mark Jensen. Russ Holland out there, referee there. Getting a pat on the back from Mr. Holland. Now Jalen puts the headgear on. One more sip of water. Referee now has gone over to the score table. We might see an adjustment in the score. I can see him indicating something to the book over there on what his scoring was, I believe. So just because it shows 7-4 now doesn't mean it'll stay that way. Now the referee has had his say. He's headed back out onto the mat. And the whistle. Jansen. Boy, out of bounds. That took a long time. They went all the way, twirled around and round, out of bounds, and only 2 seconds came off. That clock started really late. Yeah, referee recognized that, and he said, no. Jansen wins 7-4. He raises Jalen's hand. So it's a win for Jalen. And the score goes to 22-13.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with Progressive Jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Okay, this is Logan Leese now at 170, and I believe it's Zach Swanson for the McCrory Spartans. The Jansen victory makes the score 22-13 in favor of McCrory. Pierce has never led in this one. Here's Leese coming around. Leese gets the takedown, and he got a count, and now it's stoppage for Dangers. He had that left arm winged back, and that old Tatoric that Russ Holland has brought to the program. Well, he at least got in on that in a hurry, but just a little overly aggressive, but it's there. See if Logan can pick up a big win here. Pioneers trail the Spartans of Ricori 22-13. Least going after the Turk now. He's got the cross face. He got a one count. Then the referee waves off any near fall points. Still trying to crank this over. Now he turns it. Logan. Come on, Logan. Sink this down. Lease trying for a fall with a minute two left. There it is. 101 to go. Lease gets a big one. And that pulls the Pioneers within three. It's now 22-19 in favor of Ricori.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
So the Spartans forfeit at 182 to Brett Kapsner. And that puts Pierce ahead now, 25-22. And now they forfeit to Matt Kummet. And just like that, it's 31-22 Pioneers. And now Carson Hulls will step out. And is this going to be, we're going to say Nate Evans? It's the only match going on now. Piers Ricori, the other three mats, just waiting. So it's likely the Pioneers' final match won't come until just a bit after 2 o'clock. So Hulls and Evans now. Pioneers now lead Ricori 31-22. Carson Hulls against Nate Evans. And then I'm guessing it'll be Austin Dickman against Dylan Schaefer to wrap it up. Here's Hulls. Good takedown there. Really strong double leg takedown to secure the first two. Minute 22 to go in the period. Any win here by Carson would lock up the duel. And now they've got a 9-point lead. Got a half Nelson in on Nate Evans. Now he's turned it into a cradle. He turns him for back points. Hulls will try and get a fall to wrap it up. He does with 101 to go. And that'll do it. Carson Hulls wins by fall to make it 37-22. Good job, Carson. Very aggressive. Now we're going to call him Dylan Schaefer for the Spartans. Boy, he's tall. And coming out for Piers is Austin Dickman. I would say that we're two widths of a gymnasium away here. It's kind of a double side-by-side gymnasium here, so I'd say Schaefer's probably 8 to 10 inches taller than Dickman. Not that Dickman is a towering sequoia, but Schaefer's big. Pierce 37, Ricori 22. The Pioneers will win this duel after trailing for most of it. And it looks like they will face Moorhead for the championship. So Dickman and Schaefer to wrap it up. For no points. Dickman pinned Morris Brandon Udston. And then against Cambridge Isandi's JV, he received a forfeit. So he's 1-0 in actual matches today, 2-0 with a forfeit thrown in. Schaefer and Dickman going at it, shoulder to shoulder, not much activity yet. 1 minute gone by in the first period. I'm guessing it's going to be Pierce and Moorhead. Moorhead went 3-0 in their duels. Pierce is going to go 3-0 in their duels. Another tie-up over there between the heavyweights. Dickman spinning him around now, trying to horse him down, and Dickman's going to get the takedown. Dickman brings the big guy to the mat. 2-0 lead for Austin Dickman. And again, it's the power half that Austin's go-to. He's chopping at the right elbow. Boy, he just takes a big swing at that. I could imagine an opponent of Dickman showing up in the doctor's office with a sore elbow and, that's stupid. I'm not even going to finish the thought. 7 seconds left. Dickman with a takedown and not going to get the half Nelson in to try and turn him over, but he will lead 2-0 after a period of wrestling. He just kind of got locked up with Schaefer and started to whirlpool him around, and lower center of gravity, I think, just physics worked in Dickman's favor, and he was able to just spin Schaefer into the mat and pick up the takedown. Now they're on their feet on the start, and we're underway in the second period in our final match of this duel. One more to come as the Pioneers and Spuds will meet. Minute 40 to go. Both on their feet. Dickman against Schaefer. Dickman looking for a wrist he can grab onto here. Schaefer swatting it away. 1:25 to go. Dickman stays in the middle. Schaefer a little bit closer to the outside ring. Now he comes into the middle again. Dickman pushing into the chest of Schaefer with his left hand. 1:08 and counting in the second period. Well, if Dickman gets you on the mat, you're in some trouble. Austin, pretty good mat wrestler. Hey, good shot in by Austin. Finish it now as Schaefer able to fight that one off a little bit. He's much taller and able to get those legs back, not allowing Austin to get his reach in. Now Austin has his right arm in on the leg of Schaefer, tries to power his way forward with now 30 seconds left. And what do we got? I heard a whistle. There's only one match, so it's got to be, it's blood. It looks like Austin has a nosebleed over there, so he heads over to the corner. So blood time here. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're midway through this heavyweight match.
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now for a must-see lineup featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or at select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. VIP tickets are $125 and only sold at Pierce retailers. Limited number available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th 2017. See you there.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
So Austin Dickman with a 2-0 lead here on Ricori's Dylan Schaefer at the heavyweight match. Pierce has secured the victory in the duel. Little misleading, though, because an actual match was wrestled. Let's see, the Pioneers have... They didn't get their first actual win on the mat until Reese Kapsner's win at 138. Jalen Jansen, Logan Leese. They've only won four matches of the 11 so far. for the 13, excuse me. Several forfeits in there. Now Dickman and out. Nope, out of bounds. 2-0 lead for Austin Dickman. 14 seconds left here. We're in the second period and late. Schaefer and Dickman engaging. And there's the end of the period. Speaking of engaging, the engaging period is over. Congratulations to Craig Lubert's getting married today, one of the all-timers. The three-time state champ. Congratulations, Craig. So Dickman will be riding here. Final 2 minutes of the duel here. See if Dickman can break him down there. Ooh, man, just a hammer on that right elbow. I wonder how much a ref lets you get away with when you take a big swing like that. It's almost a punch. But I've never seen Austin warned for it. He's working on the right shoulder. He's got Schaefer. And now he's almost got him turned. He does to his back. Dickman turns him, gets him to his back. Dickman gets Schaefer with a minute 23 to go. Austin couldn't quite finish. Schaefer squirms back to his belly. Three near fall go up. So it gives Dickman now a 5-0 lead on Dylan Schaefer. Now Schaefer up and he'll get out for an escape. So it's 5-1. And 1 minute left in the match. Austin almost finished him there. Didn't quite have it. And they're on their feet just pressing into each other. Time coming off. There's a stall on Dickman. Too many steps backwards for stalling point. Our call. Next one would be a point. 38 seconds left. Here's a little shug throw try by Schaefer. Dickman didn't go anywhere. Stood his ground. 25 seconds left. There's a stall on Dickman again for stepping back. So there's the point. Now it's 5-2. 19 and a half seconds left. Referee telling Dickman, you gotta stop stepping back. Now he's going over to the score table. I think they put they readjusted the time. Well, they put 2 minutes on the clock. I think it was 20 seconds. I couldn't read the colon. Here's the restart. 10 seconds to go. Dickman driving. He's going to pick up a takedown and near fall right at the end in the final seconds. Austin is going to pick up. He got two for the takedown and how many near fall? I think three. So Dickman wins the heavyweight match. And I think it was 10-2, which would be a major, which would turn it into a 41-22 victory. Pioneers win, and they go 3-0 as they shake hands with the Spartans.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
All right, Piers defeats Ricori. I think it was 41-22. I think he got the three near fall, which pushed it to a 10-2 win for Dickman. It's going to be either 40-22 or 41-22, but it's a win regardless. But Ricori very strong, low and in the middle.
Okay,
and they got up. They're going to announce a score here, so I'll know momentarily.
On mat 2,
Pioneers fell behind 9-0. Austin Marshall over Brandon Funk, 8-2. Xavier Grief pinned Sebastian Warzeka. Jake Andries won by forfeit to make it 9-6. Trent Kersman beat Lucas Pop 6-3. It is 40-22, so he did not get. It was a 9-2 win for Dickman. 2:05 is the next start time. So a quick rundown here. Then Brock Humbert, 13-10. It looks like we're going to wrestle Cambridge, I just heard. Moorhead and Prior Lake are going to wrestle. All right. Yeah, Cambridge and Pierce for the championship. Reese Kapsner with a 10-2 win over Tyler Cole. Nick Warren, 8-0 over Andrew Tomala. Gunnar Feldhag, 6-1 over Colton Casper. Jalen Jansen then, 7-4 over Justin Rose. Logan Leese with a pin over Zach Swanson. Brett Kapsner, Matt Kummet win by forfeit. Carson Hulls by pin. Austin Dickman, 9-2. 40-22, Pierce defeats Ricori and will wrestle for the tournament championship against the host, Blue Jackets, at 2:05 this afternoon. So come back in about 10 minutes with us here on You Are There Sports. Pioneers and Blue Jackets coming up in 10.